Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight, and we are getting a preview of that. There's just a couple items on the general agenda tonight. Of course, so the Parks and Rec fee discussion will be one item. And then the other item is item B. We actually spoke with Karen Hibber the other day here on In Focus on Friday, and got kind of a sneak peek of this first quarter preview, and you know, maybe a little bit more optimism from her perspective. What are you expecting here tonight, Mr. Fear?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, things are running behind a little bit as far as you know, the way the reporting happens. So, but she's got some access to some pretty good data. You know, last year was certainly a tough year for our guest and lodging facilities, as well as our folks that rely on tourism in general, whether it's lodging or retail or restaurants and theaters, conferences, all of that certainly suffered significantly. And it's been slow to recover, and will be impacted for part of this year. So, you know, we're looking forward to this next round of funding from the federal government. There's some resources that are specifically targeting this industry for assistance, both privately and publicly, for us to be able to replace some of those revenue shortfalls that we had. And certainly it's been a struggle for many, but it does, you know, one of the things I think that certainly helped us is we did have a lot of construction going on last year. And so even though our lodging was still not good, it could have been a lot worse. And what I haven't seen is some comparative numbers to what's happened around the state and other areas. So optimistic, obviously, with everybody being able to get vaccinated and having less restrictions, I think people are more comfortable about attending things. And so hopefully that will pick up, and I'm anxious to hear Karen's update and her. It's good to hear she's being optimistic. So I think that's good. We've got a newly expanded conference center we'd like people to start meeting in for sure.
Yeah. We've got a caller here with a question, I believe. Dave, let's go ahead and put them on. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Oh, they hung up. Okay. Well, the question had to do it was a concern about shrubs on the roundabout at 4th and Bluemont blocking view. Do you have any information on how that is maintained down there?
Yeah, the city maintains that, the roundabout there. And so we can certainly take a look at, obviously, we're working on putting on our summer crews to help with that. But I'll make a note and ask them to take a look at it.
All right.
Of course, the idea of the roundabout is to be able to go slow and not focus on that landscape, but on mainly the vehicles to your left. But we'll certainly take a look at whether or not there's some obstructions there.
All right. Well, getting back to the CVB first quarter report, Mayor Butler, I know you're probably itching to get activities going back here again and getting more tourism dollars back in the city. And what are you hoping to hear from Karen tonight?
Yeah, I looked at what she published, and it is encouraging, because I think the main issue right now, and I've always felt like, you know, the pandemic had three things that were the problem, and one was the health aspect, and one was the economic, and then the third was what I call the fear factor, the panic factor. And I think if you look at, you know, the way our health department has addressed it, they've done a pretty good job of hitting all three. And the vaccine is key, because that will in fact solve the health issue. I'm very optimistic about that, and we've done a great job. And then once you do that, and you have 100% occupancy, which was in the health order, you've got everything open. So the third piece now is we've got to get people to feel comfortable. And that's why an optimistic viewpoint is there. I think if you look at the vaccines and the numbers being published, and once people feel confident, we can get things moving. And as Ron knows, you know, the city pretty much relies on sales tax money. And if we don't generate that sales tax money, we have to go to property tax, or we have to significantly cut services. So that what's done there at the CVB, the Aggieville Business District, downtown Manhattan, the events they've got planned, that's very important. And DMI, you know, during the pandemic, laid off their event planner and all that. And she's got those back on board now, and they're starting to put events back in place. And that's what we need. And slowly but surely, I think we can get this thing going. And that's important to our economy.
I know we are down some hotel space, but it sounds like we're going to get a little more back here. The Hampton Inn obviously caught fire back in January, and Karen mentioned that it does not sound like that's coming back into play. But I know when we spoke on Friday, it's encouraging because you got the new Aggieville Hotel that may help us address some of those concerns, having some shortages. Of course, that'll probably be slow to come back, the hotel occupancy.
All depends on the events. I mean, I think her numbers showed, as I recall reading them this weekend, we were back around 40%, mm-hmm. and we were, you know, as low as 20, I think, at one point. So, you know, we need to get that back up there. And I think we'll see that slowly come back. It's all about the confidence. And I see more people moving around and more people going to restaurants, and that comfort factor is going to make a difference. And I really think, you know, people that have gotten both vaccines, you know, really feel comfortable about going out because they're not concerned so much about themselves catching the disease. And also it appears it's very unlikely they're spreading it also.
All right. Well, it's 9:48 coming up here on the final segment of In Focus. Going to step aside. We'll come back with Mayor Wynn Butler and City Manager Ron Fear after this on News Radio KMAN.